It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. The KFMO Classic coming up this Wednesday features a rebroadcast of the March 7th Region 16 Men's Basketball Championship from the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse, a game that saw the Mineral Area Cardinals win their first Region 16 title since 2021 with a full team effort beating rival Three Rivers en route to a national tournament appearance this basketball season. This KFMO Classic will re-air in its entirety Wednesday night at 6, right here on AM 1240 KFMO, online at KFMOsports.com, and on your mobile device with the KFMO app. You can find the full KFMO Classic schedule online. Again, that's KFMOsports.com. We enter the second half of KFMO Classics this week. From that, Major League Baseball and the St. Louis Cardinals began a five-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers Monday night at Busch Stadium. And it was a comeback win for the Brew Crew. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. And last night, the Cardinals had a 3-0 lead, taking advantage of an error, and scored a couple of runs in the third, adding on in the sixth, only to have the Milwaukee Brewers take advantage of an error. And the Brewers got the line moving for a 4-run inning, making those runs stand up in a 4-3 victory over the Redbirds.
2 days in a row, the errors have come back to cost. They have to figure a way to make sure that they come out today. They have two games in hand. They have to go out and be a little bit more clean than what we've seen.
And Dustin May, he was limited to 81 pitches. Went 4 2/3. He looked good.
He gave him a chance. He was really good. He had 7 strikeouts, didn't walk anyone.
And stay tuned today for some roster moves.
Today and tonight, we're going to see some new faces in this ball club.
Doubleheader, 1:15, 6:45. The first game will be on the air at 12:20, 1:05 for the pitching matchup and the lineups, and 1:15 for the first pitch.
Guys, thanks. With the loss paired with the Miami Marlins' a third straight win, the Redbirds have fallen out of that final wild card spot by half a game. It's a doubleheader today on B104.3. First game has 12:20 pregame and 1:15 first pitch. Game 2, 5:50 pregame and 6:45 first pitch. Again, all on B104.3. And in the FIFA World Cup, the United States played in the round of 16 against Belgium on Monday night. Here's Tony Genualdo.
The United States has been eliminated from the FIFA World Cup, falling to Belgium 4-1 on Monday in the round of 16. Belgium struck first in this game, but Mark Tillman for the second straight game scored on a free kick as the U.S. tied things up at 1. But 2 minutes later, Belgium took the lead right back.
Trossard to the byline, gets across, and to Ketelaar. The U.S. right back where they were.
Courtesy of Fox, Charles Aketelar with the goal. They would tack on two more in the second half as Belgium advances to the quarterfinals to face Spain.
Tony, thanks. One other game yesterday. Spain beats Portugal 1-0. Belgium will play Spain on Friday in the round of 8. 2 games today. Argentina plays Egypt at 11 a.m. Then at 3, it's Switzerland and Colombia. And the Wimbledon Championships in tennis on Monday, the round of 16, American Taylor Fritz with a straight set win over Bublik to advance to the round of 8. And the quarterfinals, the round of 8, begins today in the gentlemen's and women's singles. Fritz will have a matchup on Wednesday. And the NASCAR Cup Series races at Echo Park Speedway at Atlanta on Sunday, the third round in the in-season challenge. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.